You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A Wisconsin medical examiner notes his current autopsy body is missing a foot. During the investigation, detectives find hospice nurse Mary Brown cut off the patient's foot to take home with her?
Nancy, it is strange to say the least, but it's true. The elderly patient was admitted to the nursing home with severe frostbite in both feet, but the man's right foot was still attached by several inches of tissue. Brown allegedly made comments to coworkers about wanting to preserve the foot and display it with a sign reading, "Wear your boots, kids." The nursing home fires Brown, horrified that she would perform a procedure so wildly out of the scope of her practice.
The nurse claims she amputated the patient's foot for the patient's own comfort. But listen, before the patient dies, he tells another nurse what happened and, quote, "It hurts very bad." Brown facing charges of elder abuse and mayhem. How about attempted murder? 19-year-old Stephen Freeman gets an fender bender and walks away, abandoning the pickup he's driving. When Michigan cops find the pickup, they also discover Gabriel Seitz dead in the truck bed.
Seitz owned the truck, but Michigan police could not find any other connection between the 62-year-old mother and Freeman, who's been described as homeless and transient. Seitz was found with a shoelace wrapped around her neck in a clear strangulation death. Authorities find Freeman sleeping in the back of a car a few blocks away from the accident.
Freeman not yet charged in Seitz's murder, but is facing concealing a death and receiving a body and stolen property. Justin Pittman taking care of his 23-month-old daughter, Francesca, for the day. Later, California cops get a call about a child not breathing.
Pittman is a self-proclaimed fentanyl addict. The toddler was found to have toxic levels of fentanyl in her blood. Just 2 milligrams of fentanyl is a lethal dose, equivalent to just 10 to 15 grains of table salt.
Even though first responders desperately tried to save her life on the way to the hospital, the tot girl pronounced dead. Pittman now charged with homicide. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A shooting near a University of Virginia parking garage killed 3 people, wounded 2 others, and sent police on a manhunt in search of a student suspected in the attack. Classes at the university were canceled Monday following the violence Sunday night, and the Charlottesville campus was unusually quiet as authorities searched for the suspect. University of Virginia Police Chief Timothy Longo.
We've secured arrest warrants for Mr. Jones. We've charged him with 3 counts of second-degree murder. And we charged him with 3 counts of using a handgun in the commission of a felony.
In a letter to the university posted on social media, UVA President Jim Ryan said the shooting happened around 10:30 p.m. Sunday. Police are investigating the deaths of 4 University of Idaho students found Sunday in a home near the campus. Our friends at Crime Online.
Officers with the Moscow Police Department discovered the deaths when they responded to a report of an unconscious person just before noon. Police have called the deaths suspected homicides, but did not release additional details, including the cause of death. Police said more information would be shared once family members were notified of the deaths.
The city of Moscow is a college town in north-central Idaho, about 80 miles southeast of Spokane, Washington. A robbery suspect and a grocery clerk fatally shot each other during an attempted holdup in the store. The shootings inside the El Baraka supermarket in Chicago's South Shore neighborhood killed would-be robber Nicholas Williams and store clerk Ali Hassan. Williams entered the store around 6:20 p.m. Friday and produced a handgun in an attempt to rob the store. But Hassan pulled a gun from his waistband and shot Williams in the chest. Williams returned fire and shot Hassan in the chest and back. Williams ran from the store but collapsed about a block away and died. A former model charged in the beating death of a California doctor whose body was found in a car trunk outside Las Vegas has accepted a plea agreement. Our friends at Crime Online.
29-year-old Kelsey Turner has taken an Alford plea to second-degree murder. Instead of pleading guilty, Turner is acknowledging there is enough evidence for a conviction. In exchange, she will be eligible for parole in 10 years. Turner could receive anywhere from 10 to 25 years in prison. Her sentencing is scheduled for January 10th.
Prosecutors say Turner, her boyfriend, and their roommate were involved in the 2019 killing of 71-year-old psychiatrist Thomas Kirk Burchard.
Ohio cops stopped Kevin McDonald for missing a taillight. Running his license, they find McDonald wanted on multiple charges. Cops cuff and load him into the patrol car, leaving his vehicle unattended. While his arrest unfolds, Hannah Warren walks up to the scene, hops in McDonald's car, and drives off, leading cops on a high-speed chase, ending when Warren crashes into a patrol car. Warren runs on foot, doesn't get far, drugs and syringes found in her bag. She's now charged with felonies, seven to be exact, including grand theft, failure to comply, and receiving stolen property. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.